Okay. And there's that, and then you got back up. Still, you gotta flip it the other way. Closing the blinds to get sun out your eyes. Yeah. Alright. We're figuring it out.
It's not alright.
I hope you're sure happy it's Tuesday.
And assign a volume level. Okay.
I hope you're sure happy it's Tuesday. In the wine cellar.
That still comes in hella hot.
Baby, why are you trying to give me a glass? Just give me that bottle.
Right?
When we're not on the show.
Oh, that's real hot, too.
When we're not on the show, Father Teresa yells at me.
All right. Whatever that means. I don't know what nobody's saying. That, right?
Yeah, these fucking show bumpers certainly make you sound like an old Negro man. Angry, angry, mean old Negro man.
This show is so reverse racist.
That's right. All right. Trigger warning. So, that's that program. Can be triggering, can be fucked up. Rated R, if you will. TVMA. I think that's a rating, right?
Yes.
TVMA is a rating.
Although I think if we were a movie, we'd probably be maybe like NC-17.
NC-17?
Yeah.
That's a necker rating.
Well, have you seen yourself?
Huh? I was doing that on purpose, too. Like, I mean, first of all, you didn't want to get your hair wet, and it's raining.
Yes.
And then, like, I know that there's other folks out there, and I was like, let's show off a bit. Like, it's like, so fucking, I'll be covering up your head, and then, like, fucking, I'm fresh off of work. I've been moving my body around, so I'll be in a tank top with the rain glistening off of me. And it's like, do you look like this as a couple? Do you look like this? Do you look like this picture perfect shit?
No.
Nah, they didn't. Alright. Yeah, we went to the grocery store and it was raining, folks. Alright, you've got some news.
I do.
Maybe some riff about some hip, some hop a wee bit later.
Yeah.
Like, and you know, podcast listeners, like, depending on how long you've been tuned in, like, folks already know how staunch I am about hip-hop, and since 2012, like, back when I was, providing free labor for black freethinkers, I was, fucking still, like, saying, if you don't contribute, you're not a hip-hop head.
Yeah.
Like, you're just a fan of entertainment, and sometimes that entertainment happens to be corporate sponsored rap music. You know, that's like professionally produced and, you know, like cookie cutter made. Like the stuff, I remember when there were so many more different styles. There are very few styles now. Like, who really sounds legitimately different from someone else now? Like, who has beats where it's like when the beat comes on, you're like, oh, that's that motherfucker about to rap. I could tell by the beat.
Right? I have a confession to make. I heard a Migos song and I thought it was Lil Wayne.
Ugh.
I really did.
I don't even know who you're talking about.
It all sounds
like Amigo?
Migos, I think. I don't even know if I'm saying that shit right. I don't even fucking know.
Right? Like, I remember, like, fucking... Like,
it all sounds very, country now to me.
No matter what part of the continent they're from, right?
Yeah.
Like, how did all niggas turn country again?
They all turned country, and I don't like anybody's beats anymore. Like, I'm like, this is the fucking trap house shit. I fucking hate it.
Yeah. Like, I remember when fucking, at one time, like, in one setting, you could hear styles ranging from E-40 to Busta Rhymes, to, you know, how Jay-Z was spitting his shit, to how Andre 3000 was spitting his shit, to Scarface, and Bun B from UGK out of Texas. Fucking, of course, Snoop was there. Fucking, you know what? Tupac was still alive. Fucking, you could hear Tupac shit you know, Method Man, Red Man, you know, well, actually, they did do one song together, but they weren't an official duo yet. You know, fucking, goddamn, there was so, fucking Tretch from Naughty by Nature. Twista was more underground, but he was still around. Matter of fact, in 1996, his shit popped, so, yeah, he was there too. Fucking, Bone Thugs. All these different styles and sounds and ways to project your voice and ways of picking out beats. Like, I remember, like, there was a certain brass you would hear, and when you heard that brass, you knew that was E-40. Right? Like, you knew it. There was a certain snare you would hear, and you know that's a Dre beat, like, just by the way, not just snare, but the way the snare and the kick are so plain. Like, Dr. Dre is very deliberately plain, very, like, make it simplistic with the snare, kick, drum, kick, drum, kick, drum. You can build all your extravagant shit around it.
Man, I still can't find that. He did a fucking Pepsi commercial or some shit where he did that in the commercial.
Huh.
It was, like, for Cherry Coke or Cherry Pepsi or some shit, and... like, they had a DJ at a party, and the DJ's, like, trying to get everybody into it, and then Dre comes up and he's like, no. Smooth it out. Slow it down. Take off this. Take off that. And it was, like, it was a Dre beat by the time he was done. It was like, hey. Like, to this day, I can't find that commercial, but it was hilarious.
Right? Hell, just within... you look within, like, just one group, right? Like, in the Dog Pound... Corrupt didn't sound like Snoop. Daz didn't sound like Corrupt, you know. And then go to the extensions of the Dog Pound, like the LBC crew and guys. Trey D didn't sound like Crooked Eye, who didn't sound like Shorty K, who didn't sound like Shorty Tip. You know, extension of that, fucking Doggy's Angels didn't, you know, Chan, Cola, Cognac, the EXO did not sound alike, and they didn't try to sound like Lady of Rage. Lady of Rage sounded like herself. She didn't sound like the Brat. The Brat didn't sound like her. Rod Digga didn't sound like them. Everybody was so fucking different. All right, yeah, damn, your screen died with me fucking complaining about how shit used to be different. Literally, used to be different.
Yeah, I'm gonna play that fucking song too, that Migos one. So I feel like, I don't know if I was fucking Lil Wayne or some shit. I don't
Migos.
Know. Yeah. This one, I don't know. I think maybe we should save this one if we do a show tomorrow for a certain something on something something.
What the fuck? All right. Wait a second. So this feller picked a fight.
Oh, we're gonna do it now? We gonna do it now?
Look, man, somebody picked a fight and had a problem with his private parts. And, alright, so that's gonna be for white on white crime.
Although, I really, like, picked a fight. That's what he was doing. Okay.
He picked a fight.
Mm-hmm.
What? Everybody fights with their penis out. That's the only... that's okay. Why women were excluded from sports for so long.
Oh, that's why. Okay.
People were on a cisgender binary, and it was patriarchal, and they were like, no, woman. I mean, we would let you, but you don't got a third fist. How you gonna butt punch him? It ain't gay. It's just butt punching.
Oh, my God. I fucking... God damn it. On a more serious note, I just lost it now. Texas governor signed Sandra Bland Act into law with some revisions.
Oh, wait. Jesus Christ, I forget that. Don't tell me. What's that motherfucker's name? I keep wanting to say Jeremy Corbyn, and that's so wrong.
That's not even the right fucking continent.
Yeah, I'm super wrong. What's his name?
Greg Abbott.
Ah.
Yes. Signed the Sandra Bland Act into law to address the circumstances that led to Bland's death in July of 2015. The new law mandates county jails channel those with mental health and substance issues to treatment, and it aims to make it easier for defendants to receive bond if they have mental illness or disability. The act also requires officers to receive de-escalation training. Okay, that'll work. Do they still have guns, riot shields, masks, tasers, pepper spray, guard dogs, cars, rifles, shotguns, and handguns?
And the thin blue line?
But whatever, they can de-escalate. I mean, I'm sure there's like a de-escalated version of like a bulletproof vest, right? What?
Devestulating.
Devestulated. It's devestulated. And it will also require agencies to investigate jail deaths, because nothing screams transparency like, we will investigate ourselves. Bland had just moved from Chicago to start a new job in Texas when a Waller County cop stopped her for failing to signal. The encounter escalated when Bland refused to extinguish her cigarette. The officer then forcibly removed her from the vehicle and arrested her. She was locked away on a $5,000 bond. 3 days after her arrest, she was found dead in a cell, and investigators ruled her death a suicide.
Same people are going to investigate the further ones.
Yeah, those people. They're going to investigate them all now.
All right.
Yes, what could go wrong? In April, Bland's mother, Geneva Reed Veal, traveled to Texas to demand a change in the state's policies. She testified before lawmakers about the importance of the bill. I need this bill to move forward so that it will prove to people who say Texas is the most awful state to live in. And to me, it's true because Texas is a place of pain for me. So I need you to think about what you have. I need you to think about the power and ability and what you can do today. Can I just like sound like an asshole for a minute?
You're gonna be mean to this lady.
Kinda.
You gonna be mean?
Yeah. We don't
say mean things on this program.
Nigga.
Ma'am.
You didn't even say that shit with a straight face. I wish the camera was on just so people could see fucking smirk.
You ain't gotta see it back. Come on.
I understand that she's in a lot of pain and that her daughter was murdered. But going to a bunch of white lawmakers and saying, I'm in pain, like, that's not what got the bill passed. They don't give a fuck about your pain. They don't give a fuck about your daughter. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about black people. Like, we need to stop... the entire left, really, just need to stop framing things as, like, well, but if they repeal Obamacare, all these people will die. They don't give a fuck. But Black Lives Matter, they don't give a fuck. But if we just police reform, they don't give a fuck, okay? But if we, you know, give people social safety, they don't give a fuck. They don't care. They don't care. They don't care. They don't fucking care. So don't use, this is painful, this is hurting me, this is hurting us, this is hurting people. They don't give a fuck.
You're telling a sadist that what they're doing is causing pain. They're like, well, good.
Let's try more.
Yeah. Fucking add pressure. Jesus Christ. And you know what you just said, that's like a fucking pointing out Republican hypocrisy. If you don't have a punchline with it, leave it alone. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of rappers say they don't give a fuck. Not a single solitary fuck. Because they don't give a fuck, motherfucker, if you will, in a very boss way. Which boss also didn't sound like anyone else.
That's a great song.
Boss sounded like boss. And she was, I don't know how nice she was on her album, but like on the Murder Squad album, on a track called No Peace, she spit pretty fucking nice on that track. It's the one they call B-O to the double dollar sign. Yeah, that shit was fucking dope. What the fuck? Oh yeah, but those are the people that really don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Most of us who say we don't give a fuck in one situation or another, we really do.
We do.
I actually really do I give a great deal of fuck about many a thing.
So the GOP, they don't care, they don't fucking care. Like, just don't stop saying that this is painful or this is bad. They don't give a shit, so... since the family began pushing for passage, the bill faced some gut-wrenching revisions that weakened it. Oh, it's almost like they didn't fucking care. According to Sharon Cooper, who was Bland's sister, the state Senate stripped the bill of provisions that would require additional proof for stopping and searching vehicles. Because they don't give a fuck. And it would prohibit arrests over offenses punishable by a fine. Because they don't give a fuck, okay? They stripped that. That part where you can be arrested for something that should only be a fine, they can still arrest you. They opted not to change that because they don't give a fuck. All right. That should have been the title of the fucking episode. Nobody gives a fuck.
I'm probably going to title this one, Being Black Doesn't Inherently Make You Hip Hop.
Of course you are.
Yeah, make it very clear.
So it was ultimately this language that was removed from the bill related to police encounters but kept a focus on mental health. Cooper said it's a complete oversight of the root causes of why she was in jail in the first place, adding the bill has now become a missed opportunity. Houston Democrat Garnet Coleman. Garnet, all right. The author of the act praised Abbott for signing the legislation and said that it would help prevent similar cases. Literally, it will not.
I want to know Garnet's middle name because I smell a Beauregard. Or something on the lines of a Beauregard.
I would like to point out that this literally will not fucking stop what happened to Bland from happening to somebody else again, because you can still be arrested for something that is punishable by a fucking fine. You can still fucking have your car searched without, you know, further proof that it requires a search. So,
that's right.
You know, no, this isn't fucking doing anything, but, you know, whatever. I mean, I guess at least now some people might be able to get bail, so that's helpful.
State Representative Garnet Coleman, a Democrat in Houston. I want that middle name, Garnet. Wait, yeah, get to the Wikipedia. Oh, Frederick.
Garnet, man.
Which is kind of... That doesn't flow. What is he white? What the fuck is that?
I don't know. That's racially ambiguous. Like, legitimately racially ambiguous.
Yeah. Like, when I first looked at the first one, I was like, what black people in my heart? Mm. All right. City Council votes to eliminate tampon tax in Chicago. The move classifies feminine hygiene products as medical necessities and therefore exempt from sales tax.
Good.
Yep. Alderman voted 46-0 to eliminate the TIZAX, and the measure also urged the Illinois General Assembly to follow SIZZOOT. It will take effect in Chicago at the beginning of next year after Springfield makes the law consistent across Illinois. Well, Springfield, the capital?
It is the capital, which is weird because it's all the way down in, like, fucking southern Illinois, which is, like, literally a whole other state from here. Just behaviorally, culturally, like, it's fucking... It's farmers and shit. It's a college town with a bunch of farmers around it. It's not Chicago.
Okay, now this is not news. This is from 2014, but I just like to show you the kind of shit that I would put in my maybe notes. And that's what a lot of Facebook memories is a whole bunch of my maybe notes coming back up. So, 2014, this was in the maybe notes, and I don't think it made the cut. Florida doomsday prepper plans bloody last stand until cops lure him in with burgers.
Oh my fucking god. Fucking Florida. What? Fine, Florida. Do your thing, Florida.
The two-day manhunt for a Florida man ended Wednesday morning in the FBI office in Tampa when a 55-year-old doomsday prepper, Martin Winters, surrendered to the authorities, according to the Tampa Bay Times. Now, wet, foot sore, and weary, he was wet, he was foot sore and weary, and Mr. Winters gave up his freedom for the promise of some dry shoes, Gatorade, and a couple of cheeseburgers and some French fries. And Winters is the head of a group known as the River Otter Preppers Survivalists, and they believe in hoarding weapons and supplies ahead of an apocalyptic event foretold in the Christian Bible's final book of Revelations.
Can I point out how shitty of a prepper you have to be if you can't even keep your fucking shoes dry? Which means gonna survive the apocalypse? Okay.
He didn't have any Gatorade. And the thing is, after the apocalypse, you need Gatorade for your crops, because they have what plants crave.
Electrolytes!
I tell you, Hood, now listen here. Now, an undercover FBI agent feller infiltrated that their group and spent months behind building the case against Mr. Winters. Now this here agent said that they were planning a bloody, heavily armed last stand against law enforcement officials. Now, this here's a quote from FBI spokesperson David Carter Durer. Excuse? He said, we're glad to report that Mr. Winters did the right thing. We were hoping for a peaceful resolution, and today we got that. Now, a federal grand jury handed down an indictment 2 weeks ago, naming Winters and five others on charges of designing and building destructive devices without a permit and other charges. Winters invoked his right to remain silent on Wednesday when he prepared before Magistrate Judge Thomas Wilson. Now, another news outlet, Tampa's WTSP, reported on Tuesday that the authorities were offering $5,000 to anyone who could provide information leading to his capture. And that's a fair deal. And that was in the maybe notes in 2014.
That's actually hilarious.
Yeah, sometimes shit be in your maybe notes.
You want to talk about Michelle Carter?
Michelle Carter. I don't know who this is. I'm just going to get into it.
Oh, okay. Or do you want a funny one? Because this one is not funny at all.
It ain't funny.
No.
Sending your boyfriend a dish on that. Oh, was this the... Oh, but this wasn't the... I remember one that was, like, overseas, like somebody in Australia.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I remember fucking MRAs were like, this is a... She's a bad woman. Mm-hmm. Well, let's go to... You wanted me to hear this Migos.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit, I clicked the wrong thing.
Of course you did. Black and stuff.
Yeah, what?
Although, if you want funny, I also have funny.
What the fuck, man?
Florida. Yo, it's
yo,
Florida.
That's... Yo, you know what? Everybody should do that. Somebody fuck with your shit.
Oh, no. Okay, let me see if I can find the one I heard that I was like, what?
Yeah, this Migos... Right, he has t-shirt, bad and
bougie,
B-O-U-J-E-E. You know what? I appreciate that. You know, sometimes you got to spell it how you want to spell it.
Mm.
So Migos, bad and bougie, featuring Little Uzi Vert. Little Uzi Vert. That's his name? On purpose? Did he choose it himself? Little Uzi Vert.
I told you I'm old. I don't know what's happening anymore.
All right.
Make sure there's not an ad first.
Migos and Little Uzi Vert. Yep, there's an advertisement.
No, that's the song.
Young rich niggas.
Oh man, that's terrible. Why is your shit so bad that I think it's a fucking advertisement? Oh man. I don't know where this is going.
You know, so we ain't really never had no old money.
What the fuck is old money? Or is he talking about we weren't rich,
yeah,
I guess.
He's
saying we didn't come up richified. So we ain't never had no old money. All right. We ain't never had no old money.
We got a whole lot of new money, though.
All right.
Hey, young Metro, no, trust you. I'm going to shoot you.
Hey! Raindrops, drop top, smoking, no cooking, the hot box.
Cookin'.
Wow, his style fucking is terrible. All right. Woo.
I've never actually seen the video. I heard the song and I was like, is Lil Wayne drunk and rapping? What is happening right now? I was confused.
Yeah, this, oh man. All right, let's get into some lyrical dexterity.
Hey!
Raindrops, drop top, smoking, no cooking, the hot pot.
Cooking,
okay.
Fucking on your bitch, yeah, that. Cooking up dope in the crock pot. We came from nothing to some.
I'm not gonna comment on that. All right.
That's a nigga. Hey. I don't trust nobody, grip the trigger. Nobody call up the gang and they come and get gang. Cry me a river, give you a tissue. Bad and bullshit, bad.
It's like he's doing a bad Crazy Bone impression. The way he was doing the that was a very bad Crazy Bone impression. I'm displeased with you, Mr. Migos.
Nothing or something, nigga.
Hey.
I don't trust nobody, grip the trigger. Nobody call up the gang.
So they're just all Migos without the A.
I guess.
They're atheist about being Migos? What is their fucking deal? Alright, fine.
And they come and get janked. Cry me a river.
Is that a fancy name brand label on fast food packages?
I don't know what's inside them, but that is a fancy name brand label, yes.
If you were to bad and bullshit, bad.
Okay, channel. They're
cooking
like
up
that.
With a Uzi.
That's how they spell that?
Chanel.
I assumed it was a SH for many moons.
It's French, nigga.
I don't care.
It's Chanel.
That is a Chinese food takeout box. What the fuck is going on?
Niggas are savage, ruthless. We got 30s and 100 rounds too. My bitch is bad and bullshit, bad. Cook cooking up dope with a Uzi. Dope. My niggas is savage, ruthless. Hey. We got 30s and 100 rounds too.
Like, he has a concept of rhyme, but his style is terrible.
All set.
Woo, 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 woo. Records on records, got backers on backers. I'm riding around in a coupe.
Cool.
I take
what the fuck did he just say? I'm not rewinding it. I don't care.
Get right from you, you. Bitch, I'm a dog. Roof. Beat down her walls. Loose.
Hey.
Hop in the fall. Woo. I tell that bitch to come for me.
Come for me.
I swear these niggas is under me.
Hey.
The hate and the devil keep jumping me.
Jumping me.
Bankrolls on me, keep me company.
Cash.
Hey, we did the most.
Most.
Yeah. Pull up and go.
Why are you just letting your voice fall out of your face? Rap, nigga. Like, I understand rap and calm. Jay-Z did that. Snoop could rap calm. Like, dudes rapped calm, relaxed. But he just... you know, just... I need to go to the bed and I get up under the blanket. What? I don't get it.
They're very popular. I think they just won an award or something.
Why?
I don't know.
Who's giving them...
I don't know.
It was probably, like, in elementary school, the kid that got the attendance award. Like, what the fuck is going on?
They're very popular.
Why?
I don't know.
Who is doing this? What the fuck? 407 million views?
Yes.
Why did that... And I added to that. Ah, I'm no good. 407 million views.
They're very popular, man. They're... Yeah, like... Because there was a whole, like...
Fuck.
Yeah, I don't...
I did... Yeah, you don't even want to finish your sentence. And I don't want to finish my sentence either. This man is terrible.
Yeah, my diamonds are choker. Holding up, I with no holster. Read the ruler, diamond cooler. This a Rolly, not a Mula. Dabbing on them like...
This a Rolly, not a Mula?
I think so.
You know what? I don't like Mulas myself. Not a big fan. I don't know if that's a racial slur or something. Probably something homophobic. I don't even fucking
they
know.
They are very homophobic.
Mas Chino? Who's Moschino. That?
Moschino. Jesus Christ. They are actually quite homophobic. They did a performance with Katy Perry, and Katy Perry had a bunch of drag queens on stage, and I guess, like, Migos wouldn't get on stage until they kicked the drag queens off or something.
Hmm.
Because, you know.
Wait a second. Why the fuck would you... sign up to do a performance and then be like, I don't want to do it now, what I already knew was going to happen.
Maybe they didn't know there was going to be drag queens there or something.
Oh, grow up, boys. Jesus Christ. I would actually real, because you know how I am about shit being accurate to the definition. That actually is phobia. That's an irrational, illogical fear. Like, grow up. Stop being goofy. Alright, they're not going to fucking, or like, get up there and perform. They're performers too. Put in a lot more effort than you're putting in, fuckface. Fucking Migos and your Mas Chino and Channel items that are name brand that people purchase. Fucking Christ.
The usual. Damn. Magic with the brick do voodoo.
Magic.
Courtside with a bad bitch. Then I send the bitch to Uber.
Go.
I'm young and...
Who the fuck is Ubu?
Uber.
No.
Uber. Yeah, he said Uber because he wanted to tell you about how much money he has, which is why he gets really hot chicks and then sends them on a taxi instead of taking them home himself, I guess, or something, because that's what you do when you bad and bougie.
That's not even an accent. I could see if you have an accent and you say Uber instead of Uber. He said Ubu.
Okay.
That's just...
I don't know, man. This is what the kids like these days.
This is
the current state of your culture.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the thing. Yeah, like, and I can accept that. Like, fact is, he is an MC MCing. Ah, man. We gotta bring back the battles, man. Like, fucking run whack MCs.
Rich and plus and bougie.
Hey.
I'm not stupid, so I keep the Uzi. Records on records, get backers on backers, so my money making my back ache. You niggas got a low act rate. We from the north, yeah, that way.
No.
You got a low act rate? What is a low act rate? Man.
Something about if you don't act right, we'll fuck you up kind of thing? I don't know.
You know, the adults thought that we were saying some weird stuff when we were young. Man, listen to these motherfuckers now. They're not even saying words. And you know, and where I paused it, it looks like he's mocking me. Like, yeah, I can say all this nonsense bullshit. Making more than your podcast, nickel. Your pood coost, as he would call it.
That cookie blunt in the ashtray. Two bitches just nassin' no smash day. Hop in the lamb, have a drag race. I let them birds take a bath bag. Raindrop, drop, drop top.
Wait, I let them rain take a bath. I'm not following.
Top smoking, no cooking the hot pot. Cookies, fucking on your bitch, yeah, dot, dot, dot. Cooking up dope in the crock pot, pot. We came from nothing to something, nigga. Hey. I don't trust nobody, grip the trigger. Nobody call up the gang and they come and get gang. Cry me a river, give you a tissue. Bad and bougie, bad. Cooking up dope with a Uzi. Bah. My niggas are savage, ruthless. Savage. We got thudders and hunters.
Wait, when does Little Uzi Vert come in? Oh, shit.
Probably
is
right
that
about there.
Little Uzi Vert. All right, Mr. Vert. I'm an introvert because you exist. All right, let's hear what this five-head having motherfucker got to say.
Out of space, kid, cut. Introduce me to your bitch as wifey, and we know she slept. Broke a brick down, nutty, buddy. Now that nigga ducky. Don't move too fast.
Broke a brick down, nutty, buddy? What are you talking? You selling drugs or snacking? What is going on? And he has the right country ass accent to be just be like, I mean, I could sell dope, but I could also eat some Nutty Buddies. Like, just Larry the Cable Guy motherfucker.
I'm my shooter, huh? Draco bad and bougie. Draco. I'm always hanging with shooters. Might be posted somewhere secluded. Private. Still be playing with pots and pans. Call me Quavo Ratatouille. Run with that set, call me Boobie. When I'm on stage, show me boobies.
Hey. I saw- what the- How come he got angry right when he was going to talk about, like, is he angry? Is he mad at himself for having the male gaze?
I don't know.
I didn't show me boobies. Like, he was so calm, and then suddenly he was like, breast. Like, does his mother make him wear rubber underpants? And he's like, it's gonna hurt.
Maybe.
Let's take that back. Let's see the transition when he's like, breast.
At it, nigga. Don't move too fast, I might shoot you. Draco, bad and bougie. I'm always hanging with shooters. Okay. I be posted somewhere secluded. Private. Still be playing with pots and pans. Yeah. Call me Quavo Ratatouille. Run with that set, call me Booby. When I'm on stage, show me boobies. Hey.
Why did he get mad at the boobies? What is your fucking deal? Like, are you that homophobic that when you see two breasts, you think they're like two lesbians about to kiss on one woman?
Ice on my neck on the coolest. How about the suicide with the ooze? I pull up, I pull up, I pull up. I hop out with all of the drugs and the good luck. I'm cooking, I'm whipping into a rock up, let it lock up. I gave her 10 racks, I told her go shopping and spend it all at the.
Huh.
This isn't actually Uzi, this is the other Migos guy.
This is not Little Uzi Vert.
No.
This is just another Amigo. So this is Little Uzi Vert.
I guess.
I mean, he's gonna rap just like them. What the fuck was that? Alright. Yeah, let's give that a running start.
Oh my god. I mean, I'm like, I'm an old, cranky, ornery person. Like, that's fucking it. I'm fucking done. I'm not even trying anymore. This is what the fucking kid's doing. I don't know. I don't get it. I don't like it.
Is this what they heard when Busta Rhymes came out and he was like, yeah, 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 yeah. But then again, he had a whole different, he didn't sound like anyone else. The beat was danceable. And then he started, you know, doing the rap. When I come up and you never disrespect, woo-ha, I got you all in check. I'm not hearing any of that from Little Uzi Vert.
No, that's Quavo.
Quavo?
Yes, that's Migo number two.
Migo number two.
Migo number one is Offset?
I'm gonna call him Offred.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's, it's a, I don't know, a whack rhymes tale. Here we go.
Yo, fuck with a Uzi. My niggas is savage, ruthless. We got 30s and 100 rounds too.
Yeah. She back to the bone. Wait, yeah. These niggas watching. I swear to God, they be my clones. Hey, yeah. Hey. Huh? Switching my hoes like my flows. Whoa. Switching my flows like my clothes. Yeah. Keep on shooting.
Wait, he said, switching my hoes like my flows. You're rapping exactly like the first two guys. No one has switched the flow. The closest thing that came to switching the flow was when he got angry at boobies.
That gun no reload. Ooh. Now she won't fuck.
What did he just... go masturbate. Come back and finish rapping. What was that for? Why?
Switching my hoes like my flows. Whoa. Switching my flows like my... Keep on shooting that gun, no reload. Ooh. Now she won't fuck with my crew. Cause the money come all out the roof. Try to Rari, that bitch got no roof. Wait, what kind of Rari?
That is a 58. Ridiculous line. Wait, cause all the money come out the roof. Drive the Rari, that bitch got no roof. How's it coming out the roof if you don't have a roof? What are you doing?
I don't know. I remember, like, I had to say that sentence earlier today because, like, you know, the poor training for the machine and the assistant product manager came by, said, "Hey, how's things going, William?" And I said, "I don't know what I'm doing right now." And he said, "Okay, I'll get someone to come help you."
All of these niggas they hate. Try to hide you through the gate. Look, go to strip club, make it rain. Yeah, so much money they use rakes. Count 100,000 in your face. Yeah, then put 300 right in a safe.
Man, why don't hurt any of these things rhyme? Go to a strip club, make it rain. So much money they use rakes. Count 100,000 in your face. Then put 300 in the safe. None of it even rhymed. None of it.
And I mean, no metaphors, please. Fucking. Because if you're going to go with rain, you need to stick to that metaphor and see it through. Don't turn it into leaves in the next line. That's not rain. You don't rake up water. You shovel or squeegee it out of the area you don't want it in. But that would have made you have to put effort into your rhyme, you see, because... then you would have had to probably, like, write the rhyme backwards, right? Like, what do you want to go with, shovel or squeegee? Or maybe both, right? So it's like, so you know that you want to say, they got to use a shovel or squeegee. So it's like, I go in the club and make it rain on a bunch of them breezies. So much that when I'm done, they use a shovel or squeegee. Right? Shovel or squeegee. And that's a 5-syllable rhyme. You see how much better I am than in that fucking easy? Just make your fucking whack rhyme that and make your metaphor make sense. Shit. But because, you know, he's hip hop and that's why I have to coach the boy.
She talked to me like she knew me. Yeah. Go to sleep in a jacuzzi. Yeah. Waking up right to a 2-piece. Yeah.
You should not sleep in a jacuzzi ever, probably.
And don't get in a jacuzzi with Becky, because she might have diarrhea. That's one of my favorite videos on the internet.
God.
Remember that one?
Oh my God!
Her fucking ass exploded.
Horrible.
Okay.
Counting that paper like loose leaf, yeah. Getting that chicken with blue cheese, yeah. Boy, you're so...
Did he say getting that chicken with blue cheese?
Blue cheese. Counting the paper like loose leaf. Getting that chicken with blue cheese. Why don't any of these things fucking rhyme? Nothing fucking rhymes. It's pissing me off.
With the way you deliver it, you could force rhyme loose leaf and blue cheese, but getting that chicken with blue cheese, is that a metaphor for money?
Probably.
Like how I say get your grits?
Yeah, get your cheese. Right? I don't know.
But what's the chicken part? I've never heard chicken referred to as currency or the other way around. I don't get it.
Feel like my collar, you snake, and I swear to God that be that Gucci. And you know we winning. Yeah, we is not losing. Try play your song, it ain't move me.
We is not losing.
No, we is not losing.
We is not losing. No.
We say the line, what is it?
He said, and you know we is winning. Yeah, we is not losing.
You know we is winning. We is not losing. Okay.
You know, yeah.
We won the evangelicals. We won with young. We won with old. We won with highly educated. We won with poorly educated. I poorly educated. Poorly educated. With poorly educated. I love the poorly educated. I love the poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
Yeah. All right. Fine. Fine.
Raindrop, drop top, smoking on cookie in the hot box. All right.
Smoking on. So now reefer's being called cookie?
I don't even know if it was reefer that they were talking about.
Oh, because shit.
Remember, they were also doing what in the crock pot pot?
Cooking dope. Ah, man.
I don't even fucking know.
Clearly, the question asked, is our children learning?
Right, is our children learning?
Evidently not. Well,
or they did. They just learned from you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, you so fit like my collar. You snake, and I swear to God that be that Gucci. And you know we winning. Yeah, we is not losing. Try play your song, it ain't move me.
What?
Saw your girl once, that she chewed.
Your song didn't move me, young man. All right. Like, I'm pretty sure he's younger than me. Our music did move you and made you want to be a rapper, fuckface.
Losing. Yeah.
Raindrops, drop top, drop top, smoking on cooking the hot box.
Cooking,
fucking on your bitch, yeah, that, yeah. Cooking up dope in the crock pot.
Pot.
We came from nothing to something.
All right, I'm displeased. Yeah. I don't even.
Well, they're very popular.
Right. So,
I know.
Fucking, this shit was my fault, right? It was my fault.
It's always your fault.
Because I went in the social. I don't even know why I comment on threads much.
1.3 million followers.
Mm-hmm. Migos. 407 million views. All right, so the heads know I'm fucking staunch on my rap shit.
You're orthodox.
Huh. Or like a purist.
Yes.
Yeah. Fucking, and I'm serious about it, cause like fucking, I've been seeing people since I was a child, just seeing people say bullshit about my culture and my art. And it's like, after a while, I just want to hear people who are involved talk about it, because we actually do critique each other heavily.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we do talk, we talk a lot of shit about each other.
Right.
You know, but we don't need the outsiders, and if the outsiders do it, like, at least acknowledge that you're an outsider.
Mm-hmm.
You don't rhyme. You don't break dance, b-boy, b-girl, which is pretty binary. You don't scratch, you don't DJ, you don't even beatbox, you don't do graph art. You're not hip-hop. You're not of this culture. And like, one thing, like, with the fake social justice, the fake left, the social justice, there's always this thing, and this has been a problem to me since 1999, of course, where folks, like, zero in real hard on Eminem, as if there aren't other rappers. Like, it started with me with the Eminem homophobia business with the Marshall Mathers LP.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, like, I've probably riffed on this a gazillion times after over 500 episodes. DMX was selling more records at that time. And you could tell, there was none of that tongue-in-cheek shit. When DMX said it, when he said drop that F word for gay folks,
uh-huh,
he was leaning in on that shit, and they had nothing to say about that. But for some reason, it's like people really focused on the white dude that wasn't selling as much. Or all the other rappers. Mm-hmm. Like Dr. Dre, when he did an interview, and they were like, you know, what do you think about, you know, how gay people might react to some of the stuff in your records? And he's like, we don't really care about those type of people. Well, he just called them those type of people. You know, like, that stuff. Like, that's always been there, but then suddenly, when it's this guy, it's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, and then the same people that, like, would be like, you know, and I'm gonna be generic here, you know, that would be like, we don't like white people having white privilege. And it's like, well, you're giving the white dude a lot of attention, undue. Like, and for me, the attention he gets from me is because fucking he's hip-hop and he's nice. Yes, he's hip-hop and he's nice. Yeah, And so then I go on the social networks and I see this post from Ides from the Blackwash program and said, I got a lot to say about white rappers, what responsibility they have to this culture, credit, etc. But I can pretty much boil it down to, if you're gonna rap, don't be Eminem. Brother Ali is more like it. You are a guest in a heavy subculture, and whatever gets radio play. Remember, it was all about expressing black pain as much as joy. You have a responsibility to defer to that, essentially. You have a responsibility to defer to that. Essentially, wipe your feet before you track mud in our house. Not your house, nigga. You're not hip-hop. It's not your house, Ides. Alright? And if you are, hop on the mic and battle me. Like, if you are. Or, I mean, is there a video of you breakdancing? Are there pictures of murals you painted? Like, that's the thing. I'm down to see this evidence if you have it. But this isn't your house. You can't sit with us. Alright? You can't. You're not one of us. All right. And then also you said it's remember it was all about expressing black pain as much as joy. All right. When hip hop started, for those of us who are actually of this culture and know our history, it was just about dancing. And it was about dancing with black kids, brown Latino kids, white passing Latino kids, Italian kids were there. I don't think there was much Irish involvement in the beginning in the 70s. For those of us who actually know the history, all right, who actually are of the culture because we're in it and we actually do care about it and we don't just make bullshit posts pretending to care about it every once in a while because our way of fighting white supremacy is to give extra attention to a white man. Somehow that's fighting white supremacy and patriarchy, I guess. I noted down that before being called hip hop, Boy Oyoing was one of the old names for it. Park Jam, one of the original names. Jam Culture and Executive Style. You know, and folks used to come out and break dance in fucking zoot suits and fucking fedoras and shit. Like, the shit used to be wild. Marshmallow shoes, old school sundresses. And for a while, they also just called it disco, because people just thought it was more disco, and called it disco. And, like, some shit that really made it pop. I mean, Kool Herc had a lot more of the funk in them, but it was a noted rapist pedophile African Bambaataa that was doing some wild shit, like mixing in TV theme songs, mixing in I Dream of Jeannie and shit like that. And you know, and the kids bug out because it's like, yo, they know that show and they're already vibing and dancing. And then that tune comes on. It's like, oh, get the fuck out of here, you know? And like, so just know some shit. I mean, Jesus Christ, you're not of our culture, but at least research it before you go running your fucking mouth, right? And, so, like a damn fool, I respond in a thread, and I said, he is part of my culture. And, he says, and in my opinion, he abandoned that the moment he whined about facing reverse racism in the industry, and the misogynoir before that. So, alright, so if misogynoir gets you out...
That's a very small culture you exist in, my friend.
Yeah, that's everybody. And according to some goofs on Twitter, Quali too.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, that's it. That's everybody. I mean, if you really do care. If you actually give a legitimate shit. And I respond again because I'm making good use of my time. I said, I'm going specifically on the technical aspect of constructing and delivering the rhyme in my culture. Not about the ideas and messages, not about if the ideas and messages are agreed with. If folks just want words they agree with, there's books and blogs, articles and editorials. In the art, in my culture, his contributions and involvement are legit. And I know what type of people are following this thread, so yes, I think he says mean things that are bad within the rhymes. That's for them, not for you. And then I said, oh, I just... quotes the old Foolish Pride record, which is like, I could have just put up quotes from every single black rapper. And I said, I already knew about that many moons ago. Still my culture and outsiders don't have a say. And then she said, I'm an outsider in black culture. And I said, all black people are not inherently hip hop. If you are, what's your contribution and where can I check some archives? And then nigga said, what does inherently hip hop even mean? Nigga, put the two words together. Inherently and hip hop. That wasn't a Jeopardy sentence. Fuck, nigga, that wasn't complicated. And then I said, this individual continues and says, see, I resent the idea that as another black artist that one can simply append culture to any black art form and render someone or something bulletproof. There is no hip-hop culture. There is... What up?
Can I point something out?
What up?
Is here, they're saying there's no hip-hop culture, but in the original post that brought this whole thing about, when you're a guest in our subculture...
Yeah.
So I guess it's maybe a culture.
It is. It isn't. Just depends. It depends on the minute.
Shreds Schrodinger's culture. It might be, it might not be.
Fucking Christ. Continuing, there is no hip-hop culture. There is black culture, and hip-hop is at best is a subculture, a subset of a subculture. Which, black culture, really. Because, you know how black people are now a monolith. When convenient, black people are a monolith. Right? When talking to a Republican or somebody, hey, we're not a monolith. When talking to another black person and you don't know what the fuck you're talking about, and suddenly there's this black culture that just is, because I'm exactly like the folks I work with from Chicago. We all rock out the same. We have the same customs, traditions. If I head out there to Ghana, They rock out exactly how I rock out when I was in Florida. Culture exactly the same accent, everything, all, yeah, black culture, monolith.
Everybody knows how, like, you know, the Southern Baptists and Nation of Islam are, like, practically besties and have cookouts together all the time.
Fuck the damn they do.
Shitting all the me. Time.
Hell yeah. And then they talk about Jews.
And then they come, you know, then they, you know, come and bring in, like, all the voodoo practitioners and the Santeria practitioners.
Yeah, because it's all in that black culture. Yeah. All right. Just typing words for the sake of typing them. Secondly, consuming and curating and other forms of support are being a part of that as well. But if you really want to do this, whatever this is, I genuinely don't know what this is, but I'm feeling jaded at being a black non-man and black artist who's on the outside looking in because I'm not a rapper in defense of a rich white man. This actually really fucking sucks, William. I can bring up the lyrics I've helped with album covers and I did for indie rappers, which, what, your X-Men scribbles? Nobody gives a fuck about those, all right? I mean, like, really, that's what they are. Like, they all look like fucking X-Men scribbles. Like, you don't really do art, you stencil, nigga. You just copy what you're a fan of. Get original. Which would be a hip-hop thing to do. Be original. And also, album covers, that's not like graph art. Alright, that's fucking, I can slap together. Anything can be an album cover. Old Dirty Bastard took his food stamp card and made it his album cover. Just a fucking picture of your face, album cover. Snoop Dogg standing outside the house. Murder Was the Case, soundtrack, album cover. Like, what are you talking about? Album cover? That's not hot. But you said rhymes you helped write. Did you write rhymes and deliver rhymes? Did you write your own rhymes and deliver them? And also, these rhymes you helped write, like I said, I said I'm down to check out your archives, but, you know, you want to fucking whine and shit and do this, hey, what does inherently hip-hop even mean? Nigga, what the fuck do you not understand? Like, so you could have just put these archives up and I would have checked them out and been like, oh, that's fucking dope. You made a dope contribution to my culture. I still wouldn't consider you a legitimate MC, but I would acknowledge it if you put some dope shit up. I'd be like, yo, nigga, that's dope right there. Because I gets down like that. Right? you know, Jesus Christ, for indie rappers. And then said, where is that line? Oh, that's it. I'll actually answer that. Where is that line? Write and deliver and freestyle your own rhymes. Get up on stage. Battle. Right? Get in the battles. Battle me. Like, yes, that's where that line is active participation, interactive participation. That's where that line is. Question answered. Continuing, there's a long comment from this individual. Why is this line being held against me by a black man to protect a white one? Protect from what? Nigga, your Facebook post? From behind an anonymous ass profile? You realize, you're one of those people that you're fucking nobody. Like, not just in the context of you're unknown, I'm unknown. Shit, man, I'm not that. The wine cellar ain't some big shit. But, like, you're one of those people, nobody know. Like, the most we've seen is, like, your hand holding something in a picture, right? And you have pseudonyms. Like, protecting from what? Like, it's not protecting, it's talking like an adult and disagreeing, and particularly on my culture, not yours. Continuing. Man, this nigga's always played this old funny style shit. I've been listening to rap and hip-hop my entire life, while being black, and as told, I have artistic contributions. So what you have inexplicably labeled culture that only rappers are allowed to speak on, MCs. See, MCs. Like, you're going to rapper, like, your view of my culture is corporatized because you're only thinking rapper. You're not even thinking of the pop lockers and the ground movers and the head spinners and the fucking scratchers and the wall burners. Like, you see how you're throwing my culture away and just talking about what you see on TV and complain about? That's why you're a fucking outsider, nigga. In their last thing there, they said, and why do I feel like that's not enough? Why does this feel bone-shakingly cruel, and yet, as a black non-man, in no way surprising? Now I see what you're doing. You're going into social justice talking points, which is really, like, it's tacky-ass fake left dog whistling, and that shit don't work on me, homie. Alright? And then some other nigga said some shit. And some nigga said, William J. Jackson, you can't vouch for the semantic nature of rhymic, is a word now, of nature of rhymic as an art form, and then refute yourself as a red herring? What the fuck does, alright, claiming the culture as your own? A culture in a culture in of itself is a series of customs, ideals, and notions. You just invalidated your entire argument. If in that case, is Indian men raping women a fucking culture? I call that rape culture. But you know how he just said red herring and then he said, do all cultures need to be preserved? If we all did things on a, I don't know that word.
Phenomenological
level? I don't know that word. Joke's on you, so I don't understand your question. Well, let us be stuck at fascination over fire.
The root of it is phenom, so something amazing, I guess.
Nigga, you think rape is amazing? What the fuck are you talking about, Grace?
No.
Shut the fuck up, you whack-ass nigga.
No, that... Where's that guy, though? You should read that comment.
They probably blocked me, or I probably blocked them, so I have to go to the screenshot you sent me. Eggs. Fucking clowns.
I was concerned by that comment.
And then they said, I have to disengage, and I fucking... And then I just, I turned that shit off, and then we went in the movie theater and watched,
Best Furious.
Yeah, watched people punch each other and destroy an assload of cars.
That was
holy
amazing.
Yeah.
That fucking New York scene was the shit.
Yeah, where they were fucking, there was a scene where they were fucking dropping cars out of a building. I don't give spoiler alerts, nigga. They were dropping cars out of a building. Nigga was wild, nigga. This individual, some nigga named Jack Walker said words for some reason, and then they said, maybe William will listen to you since I don't get a say. You even come with lyrics you've asked me to review. I'm just getting angrier and angrier. I'm going to boil over. I mean, this Jack Walker nigga's probably whack. Hey, Jack, battle me, nigga. You know what? Next thing you write, I don't want to hear shit you do unless it's a diss track to me. And then this Jack Walker nigga said, one thing I have never understood is why women aren't seen as being capable of having knowledge of something like hip-hop.
Nobody said that! Nobody fucking said that!
Yeah, but dishonesty is so much easier. It's so much easier to lie. Whack Walker said, it was you that introduced me to rappers that I now take influence from, so I don't know what the fuck William is talking about, to be honest. And then this nigga said, I am really fucking hurt and angry, and now I have no outlet. Wow, that should not have hit me so hard. It destabilized me. Hyperbolic ass niggas. God damn.
Can I just throw something in, though? Like, the biggest thing that bothered me about this entire interaction was the idea that black people are inherently hip-hop or part of hip-hop culture because we're not. And if you... That is, in a lot of ways, I think, like, an echo chamber argument because you have hashed it out in a space of people who already agree with you, which means that you haven't considered the full range or slippery slope, as they say, of what that argument means. If all black people are inherently hip-hop, that means Clarence Thomas gets to be an authority on hip-hop.
Yep.
None of us fucking want that. That means Don Lemon and Condoleezza Rice get to be experts on hip-hop. They get to be part of hip-hop. I don't know. Condoleezza Rice is not part of my fucking culture, any culture I belong to.
Well, we all know fucking Bill Cosby ghost wrote for Rick Ross, though.
Well,
so he's been involved. He's
been involved. But, you know, like, Clarence Thomas, no. He doesn't speak for me. He doesn't speak for any culture I'm a part of. And I don't want, just because he's black, he has... No, the fuck he doesn't. No, the fuck he does not.
Scotty Reed?
Yeah, I was about to say, and Scotty Reed, too. Like, I found a lot of his comments to be very misguided, where he was like, well, you heard one, you heard them all. And it's like, no, but you haven't. If you've heard one hip-hop record or artist, you haven't heard them all, because we're not a fucking monolith. So can we stop doing that to ourselves, please? Like, there are people who say that they're scared to commit violence. There are people who promote violence. There are people who are trying to get away from violence. Like, there is a huge fucking range of artists and words and experiences, and to say everyone gets a say in the art form just because they're black, like, no, that's not healthy, you know? And so do we really want to make it to a point where because you're black, you get to be hip-hop? Do you want Bill Cosby's take on hip-hop? Because we know what it is. It involves bullets and pound cake.
That's right.
Is that the fucking take on hip-hop you want? Or any aspect of our culture?
Like, basically, that's right. Do you want Big Bill to put it down straight and tell your young boys about that pound cake?
What? No.
So you thought Bill Cosby was not finna rap? It's your fault that the cop left a shot in your back. Like, you want Bill Cosby spitting?
No. You know, what I say about Clarence Thomas? He can use a gavel for a snare.
Oh, shit. And add that and then, like, beatbox with it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. Yeah, nigga, my beatbox game is weak, nigga.
But no, I mean, that is the thing, though, is that black culture in and of itself, black people as a group, are constantly vilified and misrepresented. So, like, to take this all black people are hip-hop a step further, where does that leave us? Because then if Don Lemon gets to be the fucking spokesperson of hip-hop for some fucking bullshit reason, do you really want what he's gonna say to be a reflection of you? Do you want fucking... you know, some conservative Christian Republican Trump voting self-hating Negro to be the person who breaks down what hip hop means and identifies it? When someone says, oh, I heard this rap song, but I don't know what it means. Do you want fucking Herman Cain to be like, I can translate for you? Is like, we don't want that.
That's
shit.
Right. Cause Herman Cain got the rhyme for the 999. Lay you down on your spine.
No, we don't want that. And so I think that also does a disservice to people, black people who are not entrenched in hip hop culture, to be like, oh, well, that's your culture. Like, it's not.
Yeah, I am very much a you can't sit with us. Like, I Regina George that shit, yo. You can't fuck you or sweatpants on Thursday. You can't sit with us.
But no, like, the thing that frustrates me is, like, there's the assumption I'm supposed to be hip-hop because I'm black, but I really like industrial. I like metal. I, you know, the whole goth thing. I hung out there with those people. I sat with them.
Yeah.
You know, I sat with the Rivet Heads. Like, don't tell me I have to sit at the hip-hop table because I'm black and that is my culture. It's not.
Yeah, that's
it's just not.
Like, yeah, you know, think about that. Like, the way you got specific like that, you took me back. Fucking 1997. Which I feel like I've been saying that word a lot in the past few days, right?
You always do.
Like, a bunch of things went back to that. Yeah, that was a cool year. I mean, like, for me, just socially, it was a cool year. Socially. Because I was in foster care, so that was shit. But, I remember fucking, there were, like, different areas. And it's like, sure, if you took the whole group collective, like, 30 people that were chilling wherever we were chilling at lunch, yeah, everybody liked hip-hop. But over here in this spot, this is where the MCs are. Mm-hmm. If you don't rhyme, you're not over here. Mm-hmm. You can't sit with us.
Right.
Right? Even at Lincoln High School, like, we would push, because they didn't have long tables in the cafeteria, so we would push the circle tables together so we could have our big popular kids table. And at this end, this is where the MCs are. You're like, there's hip-hop heads at the table, mm-hmm. you know, fans and shit, but, like, you sit at that end, because if the MC, if we feel like breaking into a cypher, we want to be near each other, so you're sitting with us, but not really, not all the way with us.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that that is important, because even within a subculture, you have, like, your little different groups, and, you know, like, for me, a lot of my class praxis and information came from listening to industrial. That's where it came from, because that's who I sat with, and that's where I was. And so, when I felt like having a conversation about Marxism,
yeah,
I didn't do it with the hip-hop heads. I did it with the people who knew the songs that I was going to reference, or the artists I was going to reference, or the books that I was going to reference, because that was my culture and their culture, and we could talk about our cultural shit together. And I think that it's important to recognize those distinctions without just saying, well, because you're black, you're hip-hop. You're not. Or because if I was strictly identified as hip-hop just because I'm black, then I lose all this other shit I've done that wasn't hip-hop, but was still really fucking cool and important to me.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's a bad take, and I think that it's I think that part of it is because it does come around in, like, these circles where everybody already knows the language and inherently agrees with each other for the most part. So it hasn't really been, like, critiqued and criticized of, like, you know, okay, so this is the idea. Could there be flaws with it? Like, those conversations generally don't happen because it is a lot of echo chamber, you know, kind of flavor to it. But then also, I understand that people say, well, it's for black people to defend it because white people want to come in and take shit. But there's a difference between, somebody who's being willfully racist and talking about hip-hop and defending hip-hop, they're like, oh, well, you know, I actually saw this on Twitter with one of the Tot Lib Quellies. Somebody came in and said, well, you're a gangster rapper. And I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you just don't know what the fuck. Again, not knowing what the fuck you're talking about. And then you're talking about people coming and taking shit. That's like New Yorkers going into the late 80s and early 90s, very justified in not liking MCs that weren't from New York, because it's like, you took our shit, you know, even though there were, you know, areas where West Coast dudes would rhyme, but they weren't rapping specifically in the context of the culture of hip-hop. You know, you might have like a pimp rhyming to a sex worker that they're potentially going to exploit, and they might be rhyming in the way they're speaking to her, but that's not in the context of hip-hop. That's capitalism, really. Mm. And so, like, they have a justification for that, and that's why it was good that, like, West Coast MCs, like, stepped up and spit nice. Like, Ice Cube stepped up and spit nice. Cam stepped up and spit nice. Fucking Snoop Dogg came with that sick flow. E-40 came with that sick flow and earned that respect, and then they started collaborating. That's when you see fucking, you see Method Man linking up with Spice One on the America's Nightmare album. Take notes, outsider. You might want to learn something here. And then you have like Red Man linking up with MC8 on his album, on the track where MC8 made it very clear that he was a Crip when he was said, Pops walked out, never had a big brother, put on the set when I could pick the right color. You know, like, And as they start working together on that stuff, then there's also still the disses. Like, guys like Tim Dog were still mad and had the Fuck Compton. And then, of course, I think Snoop came back the dopest on him. Like, Snoop definitely clowned on Fuck with Dre Day and everybody celebrating in late 1992. And that's the full name of the song, Outsiders, who only know the music video name, where you think it's just Dre Day. Dre Day is actually not the name of the song. The name of the song, for those of us who are in the culture and actually care, it's called Fuck with Dre Day and Everybody's Celebrating. All right?
That's a long ass title.
And it has curse words. Yeah, man.
Yeah, so yeah, but yeah, that was funny to me. And of course, a bunch of black people were like, oh, we have to defend Talib and defend rap in general. And it's like, I get that. But at the same time, I don't think you're going to change that person's mind. I think they've, like, decided he's a gangster rapper because, you know, he said dope once or something.
Yeah. And then you also got to, like, I like when people appreciate the culture. Again, like, people who don't mind that they're outsiders. Like, I've probably riffed on this before, because it's one of my favorite stories from the old hip-hop days. We're in the South Hill Shopping Mall, and you know, and the B-boys are going at it. You know, they're breaking, they're busting, you know, they're doing their shit, doing head spins without helmets, rocking it, man, doing windmills, spinning, pop-locking. And then a store owner and a security guard walk up, and she says, can you guys come do that in front of my store?
Nice.
Because it came and appreciated the culture. And then I was selling CDs in that same shopping mall, and a security guard came up to me, and he was like, hey man, let me get one of those. Is that $5? Let me get one of those. There was another guy who was selling CDs. I kicked him out. His shit was whack. But and then he said, I saw you battle, and so I already know you're dope. I don't even need to listen to a sample first. You see, because they could be outsiders and appreciate the culture, appreciate the art. All right, so yeah, the title of this episode is going to be All Black People Are Not Inherently Hip-Hop.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
And we made it clear. And this is not a beef. I'm not beefing with Ides from Blackwash. Yeah. I deliver heavy. That's part of the podcast performance. Maybe just a bit of art in that, too. I don't know.
Also a bit of your personality.
Yeah, and also, I'm staunch. Like you think, like, Ides, you think you were fucking mad. I'm mad. I do not like outsiders talking about my shit, which is what you are and what many others are.
I wonder if that should be a larger conversation in and of itself, is, like, subcultures and blackness, and everybody's just trying to snatch up everything.
Yeah.
Like, you know, oh, all black people are hip-hop, or all black people have a say about this, or all black, and, like, no the fuck you don't. No the fuck you don't.
Yeah, intra-racial appropriation.
Yeah.
You know, and I try, like, if somebody is, you know, like, you've got a long archive of verses, people know you as an MC / rapper, then I'm not going to deny that that's what you are, but I am going to be pissed at you, like that music video we covered. Mm-hmm. I am going to be pissed at them, because I don't like just anybody. Like, see, talking about Eminem wiping mud on our shit, what about them niggas? Like, you not worried about them wiping mud on my shit? That's why it's not our shit, because clearly you're okay with mud being wiped on it. You just don't like when it's wiped on it by someone who's actually nice on the mic. Actually didn't wipe mud on shit, really. Like, alright, yeah, that'll be that. That's your wine cellar, right?
Yes.
You fucking, your hip-hop ass wine seller.
Yes.
I'm a motherfucking rhyme teller. Or should I say storyteller? Like the old cellar dwellers. You're not just my nigga, you're delicious. You're my Nutella.
Nobody likes Nutella. Stop it.
Nobody likes Nutella with a Southside fella. Just might bell up and leave niggas in hell, bruh. I don't even say bruh. I don't sound right saying bruh.
Bruh.
Yeah, I sound weird saying that. Ah, man. Yeah, I mean, battle me.